Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the College Football Pick'em Show, kids. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. And once again, use that promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit. Jacob Nickel, first in the room today. That might be a first. Shouting him out there. Ruben is slipping, dude.
What? I don't know that he pops into the sports shows because he doesn't understand sports.
I'm not sure. I think he does.
No.
I think he does.
Just based on his...
He was late in RPR this morning, too.
His physical appearance would tell me that he's not much of a sports guy.
I think he is, dude.
No, he was a fucking old infantry dude that works in tech or some shit. Why
he's
would he care about sports?
He's got a fantasy football team that he does pretty well with. Mm. So, you know.
Maybe he does.
He's
like
there. We're here. And it's, some say, the biggest week of the year for college football.
It's rivalry week.
It's rivalry week, baby.
The most wonderful time
of the year. Now, we'll start with the Egg Bowl. We were texting back and forth last night.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Kiffin, what's
the Egg Bowl?
That's exactly what I asked.
What? How do you guys not know?
I swear.
Sure don't.
It's just like you don't pay attention to anything outside of the state of Ohio.
Or just the top five. The Egg Bowl is one of the great rivalry games in college football. Weird shit always fucking happens.
It's Ole Miss and somebody else?
It's Ole Miss and Mississippi State.
Yeah.
I know who it is. What does the Egg represent?
If that was a baseball game, I would watch it. To be honest, because those are two good baseball schools. If it's a football game,
it is.
It's
not great at football.
The sole Thanksgiving game for college.
It is. Mm. And again, it's between two not very good teams. What does the Egg represent exactly for the Egg Bowl?
It's just like a trophy. So the footballs in the that they were used in the 20s or whatever were more round. They're more like more egg-like, essentially.
Like a rugby ball. Yeah,
exactly. And the trophy. So the trophy is like a ball, like one of those balls, in shape. And so it's just kind of over the years been called the Egg Bowl because we were like, huh, looks like a fucking egg.
I think it would be a lot funnier if they had a spelling contest in Mississippi. Just spell Mississippi.
Yeah, just try it. Just try it there.
But you had a Mississippi State reporter kind of throw in
last night
Lane Kiffin's name into the Auburn job.
Well, now, that one actually got really funny because, one, Lane Kiffin trolls people on Twitter all the time.
Sure does.
I don't know if this fucking reporter knew that. I would assume he does since he covers the program. But Lane Kiffin retorted. So anyway, bring up the guy's tweet.
He was steadfast that Lane Kiffin has accepted the head coaching position at University of Auburn, and he will go there Friday.
Yeah.
This is the day after the Egg Bowl.
Yeah.
And Lane Kiffin replied, "That's news to me." And he was doing. He posted a picture originally of a book about the Egg Bowl and the history of the Egg Bowl and everything else that he was doing some reading, and then he went on to troll this guy. What I said on Twitter last night was, we'll find out who wins, right?
He posted a fucking photo of the guy that isn't flattering.
And he also did this.
He posted this. John Sokoloff's career. But so
this is the guy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So Lane,
I mean, that's the most Mississippi man I've ever seen.
This is Lane Kiffin responding to him. And this is Lane Kiffin made up a fake press release saying that this guy was leaving his current news station to go replace another guy.
A local station.
Yeah. And then the other local guy responded, "I guess I'm out of a job." So it's like there's multiple levels of this dude getting trolled right now. And I really wish this is what would have happened to Adam Schefter when he announced Tom Brady was retiring.
Same. But Brady had a missed opportunity there. Now with this one, what I said on Twitter last night was, look, if Lane does leave that job and takes it on Friday, John Sokoloff wins. He wins.
Yeah.
What do you guys honestly think, Phil?
Is that a better job?
No.
It's not. So I was trying to think of this all last night.
Auburn hasn't been good since Cam Newton was there, and that was the only year they were good.
That was a couple years later. No, they made the championship game in 13.
They went to the title game against Florida State.
Yeah.
And what happened in that game? I mean, they're one and one.
Yeah. Right? So, but over the years, just being from that region, Auburn, since I was a child, has been pretty goddamn good at football. Bo Jackson, all those guys,
but not recently.
Kick six and everything else.
It's been 10 years.
They've got a natty in 10 years, and I'll give that.
And they would always, Gus would always beat Alabama every 3 years.
Mm.
Like yeah. Hey, it was going back and forth every other year for a while.
Didn't he win at Alabama? Like when he won the every 3 years, it was at Alabama, wasn't it?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Auburn would go to Alabama and beat them. No.
The kick six.
The kick six was
that was
Auburn.
Auburn.
That was an Auburn.
Yeah, that's OBJ, right?
No, who pretended?
Yeah, that was Odell Beckham.
Wasn't.
Yeah,
he played for LSU.
Played for LSU.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the other one that the kick return that beat fucking Alabama. Jesus Christ. They've had some bad luck on that.
Yeah, the dude who returned it, I forget his name, but he didn't
nobody.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
But Auburn's erratic, right? And you could say that they probably have some measure of more resources than Ole Miss, but like they do have more resources than Ole Miss, but not so much so. Auburn's not like Texas or Alabama. Where
but the
it's
expectation's
like,
also quite a bit higher
yes,
as well, right?
Way higher.
It is. And by the way, as a child from the South, you guys were bashing me for not knowing about the fucking Egg Bowl or Ole Miss and Mississippi State. They've never been good in my lifetime. So
no.
I think that Auburn job is a step up.
It's a step up, kind of, but look.
But Auburn and LSU are parallel programs, right? Like, there's high expectations. It's an old school program, and you got more resources, but you're kind of hiding in the cut in Ole Miss. You can get away with not punting in Ole Miss.
Yes.
If you go to fucking Auburn or LSU and try that shit, they're going to run your ass out of town.
And the thing about Ole Miss that I think is, I was thinking about this actually like last night. Ole Miss is kind of like the Chicago Cubs of college football. There's a lot of esteem around the program, despite not really, like, they don't. Their only accomplishments really are their amenities, right? Wrigley Field, the Grove. It's like this storied football program that doesn't win
with great players that have come through, like legit NFL Hall of Famers who have come through their program, but their team has never been particularly good,
right?
Which is interesting.
Ole Miss,
Eli Manning, is going to be a Hall of Famer.
But his team was dog shit when he played there.
Yeah, they were dog shit. Mm-hmm. When his dad played there, they were better. But he's going to be a Hall of Famer. A.J. Brown played there.
DK Metcalf
mm-hmm. played there. Deuce McAllister played there. They've had great players.
Yes, but they just have not won
Patrick anything. Willis. God, no, he was a fucking crazy.
Have they even won a conference title?
No.
Not in a while.
Not. They've never been to a conference championship game for the SEC. Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I'm saying by that. So, I think Auburn is a step up. I think for Lane personally, being the troll that he is, look, you get immediately pitted into the second biggest rivalry in college football.
Right, but Ole Miss, you get all the resources, all the money, but you don't have none of the pressure.
I don't know that you get the money. They didn't have anybody to buy this year.
They don't have...
And their team sucks because of it.
They don't have the resources that Auburn does, but the gap is not so great that it's worth the massive heartache. Amount of expectations that come with it.
So on a recruiting trip, because one of mine was to Auburn, the jump from Auburn to Ole Miss, to even get to Ole Miss, is a pain in the fucking ass. So as a recruit, you're skipping over that, or that's going to be last unless somebody in your family actually went to school there.
It's hard
to get there.
You can only go on three trips, right?
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, and back when I was doing it. So who knows? Maybe it's expanded now. But even then, you know that flight to try to get anywhere in that region, it's difficult.
It's a pain in the ass, yeah.
I mean,
whereas Auburn, at least you're knocking out Alabama, you're knocking out Georgia, and those were within... You know,
I think that's
3 hours, 4 hours of each other. That's a little closer.
I think it's one
recruiting trip.
I think that's one that really hurts Penn State in recruiting as well. Maybe not back in the day, but these days where everybody, like, you go to college these days, you got a car, you got a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day, it wasn't like that. You were just stuck on campus, and their campus is pretty fun.
Yes.
Speaking of Penn State,
if you want to go other places, it's a pain in the ass, dude. It sucks. Yeah. It's like a 2.5 hour drive to fucking Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's a 2 hour drive to fucking Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, though.
It's dope.
It is beautiful. I love Penn State. It's a great college. Like, if my kid wanted to go there, it's a great college.
But even the drive from Philly to Penn State is, like, wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Very close. Yeah, but it's far. What were you saying, speaking of Penn State?
I was saying, I think Franklin's going to end up at Auburn.
Huh? Man. Do you leave Penn State? I think Penn State is more prestigious than Auburn.
I don't know about that. But then also... Matt Rhule to Penn State.
He's leaving.
Where is
well,
he?
Well, he's got
Carolina?
Fired. He got fired from Carolina. So, yeah, he's going to take a job somewhere.
I mean, he was better in college, so
yeah,
why not go
and
back?
I think he'll have his pick, to be honest with you, of any college jobs. If you're Franklin, I think he's done a great job with Penn State. They're always top 10 every single year. They're always feisty, and I don't know. We had this conversation yesterday, and I think it's very important about Michigan, since we're going to talk about Ohio State, Michigan this week. It's obviously one of the biggest games of the year. I don't think there's enough good college football coaches left. So I don't think you can fire a Harbaugh. I don't think you can. I don't know if Franklin, that's a lateral move to go to Auburn. I think he leaves for something bigger, but not Auburn. I think Franklin stays there. And I think even if he were to threaten to leave, Penn State would give him enough money to stay, because who else is left besides Matt Rhule who's out there?
Yeah, I don't know if they like Franklin, though. Like most Penn State fans.
They don't. And last time Dan and I were there, even that Ohio State game, right? Ohio State came back. I think they were down by 20 in the fourth quarter, and they ended up winning. Penn State had a chance to drive, score, and win the game. It was fourth and five from their own 50, and Franklin ran the ball. Now, as soon as that play was over, Ohio State stopped him. Every single Penn State fan was like, fuck you, Franklin. That's fucking Franklin for you. So maybe there is something to that. But man, to go to Auburn, I think Penn State's a better job. Whereas Lane Kiffin makes sense to get out of there and keep kind of slowly moving up. And at least you've got that rivalry with Saban. It's fun for college football. I like all of it, and I think it would be great. Whereas I just don't think Ole Miss is ever going to win anything.
Probably not, but Franklin's been there since 2014.
8 years.
Yeah. And that's a long time to be at a prestigious university and not even make a CFP.
Have they not yet?
No.
They got a little jobbed on one.
And which one was that?
The one where Ohio State leapfrogged them, even though they
won the conference, the Big Ten.
Yeah, they went to the conference championship game and won, but you guys leapfrogged.
They knocked off Ohio State, I believe. Them won the conference.
Oh, on the blocked punts. That's right. Yeah, yeah. That was the win game. Yeah, I remember that.
They won the conference with two losses, but like, 20, Ohio State only has one loss.
It was the whiteout, 2016, right?
2016, yeah.
I remember that game. I was watching on TV. A buddy of mine was there. He said it was one of the most miserable cold experiences of all time. They blocked a punt to win the game, and I think it was 17-16 maybe in that game. Yeah, that was a wild one.
Yeah, but to your point, it's like notoriously difficult to find a good college coach. James Franklin is 76-36 at Penn State. Can you afford to fucking switch out coaches? Because it's probably, I don't know that it's going to get much better for Penn State either way. Now, Matt Rhule would be something, because he coached at Baylor, which is a pretty difficult place to coach.
It is.
To be honest, but the results are usually pretty good.
He brought Baylor out from hell.
He sure did.
Immediately. Yeah. And also, by the way, maybe more importantly in some aspects, before Baylor was very successful at Temple.
Mm. Yep.
In the area.
He had Temple in the top 25.
He did, dude. Yeah. I remember that. We were betting on him that year.
Temple in the game.
But you know this from working in startups and shit in business, going from $0 to $1 million in revenue is relatively easy. You know what I mean?
Taking
something from nothing to something is relatively easy. Getting from 1 to 15 is the hardest jump for any company. And does Rhule have that capability?
That's the question.
TBD, right?
Right.
I mean, he turned Temple around. He turned fucking Baylor around for sure, but can he take a team that's already turned around and fucking get them to the elite level? That's the question.
Well, if I'm him, do you look back at the landscape and look at the SEC and say, I don't want any fucking part of that? Because
if I had to choose between the SEC and Big Ten, there's no choice to be made there.
100%.
As a coach, unless I'm going to Alabama.
Yeah.
Or Georgia, which that's not happening.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Because Kirby's not going
Kirby's
anywhere.
There forever. Yeah. Saban is there for 10
Kirby
years.
Kirby Smart is going to, he's not going to pull the fucking.
Kelly is at LSU for 10 years.
He's not going old ball coach or Urban. He's going to be at Georgia for like 25 years.
I agree.
I don't think he's ever
going to move. He's never going to move up, and that's the best job he could possibly get.
There's no up to move to.
I agree.
Especially if they win again this year.
100%. Chefs,
you just give that guy $12 million a year for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Basically, no matter what happens.
And you're good to go. And he's a young dude. So it's like, and he's not a pro coach.
But so are Franklin's a young dude, and he's a really good coach. He's a really good recruiter. And Matt Rhule is 47, I think. He's a young guy. He's a really good recruiter and coach. He's good in tough situations. I think Matt Rhule might make more sense at an Auburn, to be honest, than he would at a Penn State. That's kind of the, like, being the underdog in a tough situation like that and rebuilding an historic program, but rebuilding it to a fucking good position. That seems more in line with his skill set.
He has Penn State ties, though.
He does, yeah.
He does.
Can we talk
He started as an assistant there, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk about something with Kirby that you mentioned, that he's young.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is a bad 46.
I know.
It's not as bad as Brian Stelter's 36.
No, but they're even.
No, no, no.
They're
even. Pull up Brian Stelter.
I know, but this is a Southern 46.
It is. That looks like every
he's going to look like that until he's 70 years old.
Yeah.
He'll look exactly the same.
He'll just gray a little more, and that's about
it. He does look like a smoker, though, doesn't he? Does he smoke?
Looks like he is. His daily routine is like 8 hours in the sun smoking cigars.
Yeah, whiskey and cigar guy, maybe. Yeah.
Either way, he's 46, and he's going to be there for a while. Especially, like Dan said, if they win another natty this year, where else do you go? Where do you go? You don't go? That guy's not a pro coach.
He might take over.
He's not an NFL
coach.
This
guy might have a heart attack at 52.
Yeah, and that's fine. But other than him dying on the field.
He's rich, though. He'll come back.
He's not coaching in the NFL.
He might go to Alabama when Saban leaves. But I think Saban would have to be gone. You need a coach between them.
The key thing to look for in all these guys, where's their alumni? Because like even Harbaugh.
Kirby played at Georgia.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, Kirby played at Georgia.
He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
But he was an assistant for a long time at Alabama. Now, Rule played at Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe,
oh, he played there?
Yes. Yeah. And now, do you want to know who played at Alabama?
Dabo.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's something.
Well, that's who I thought would always replace Saban, but after Saban signed that 10-year deal, signed the same 10-year deal.
Saban's not coaching until he's 80 fucking 3 years old. There's no way, man.
I don't know.
No.
Because there's one guy I believe in, it's probably
him. Remember those last 2 or 3 years of Joe Pa at Penn State? He had no fucking clue where he was.
And what happened when he stopped?
He was walking around with a shitty diaper.
And what happened when he stopped? He died.
He died. He died like, what, 6 months later?
He should, because he let some dude rape children in his fucking locker room for years.
And I think that's what killed him, to be honest with you. I'm not kidding either. That was his life. And once that legacy got torn down.
Yeah, once they pulled that statue down like Saddam Hussein.
It sure did, dude. You remember that? Do you remember where you were? When they yanked down that old statue?
I was in the fraternity house. We all watched it.
Yeah, but looking at that, so outside of Rule, maybe Franklin, if Lane maybe goes to Auburn or doesn't go to Auburn. I don't know who the next sexy fucking toy out there is to coach. Most of the guys are fucking old and gone at this point. Spurrier's not coming back. Lou Holtz's not coming back. I don't know who the next crop is, and nobody's really standing out from the pack. Lincoln Riley, I would have said, but USC did the smart thing and gave him all the money and bought him off.
Like, it's going to be guys from like lower programs like Willie Fritz at Tulane.
Gross. Gross. I like Florida. Do you think Florida's coming back with that coach?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. That Richardson is overperforming with the offense he's in right now, but I don't know that the coach is having a lot to do with that, to be honest.
Is he going pro though?
He's done. Napier he's in a similar situation that Mike Norvell was in at Florida State.
Mullen left the cupboard dry.
Mullen couldn't recruit. In fact, actively hated recruiting, which I don't even know what to say. It'd be like if one of you two hated talking.
Podcasting.
I guess. I mean, fuck.
I take back Willie Fritz. He's 62, so he's not going anywhere.
No, he's there. And that's why all of this is odd, and there's going to be a dogfight for it. The real winner is Matt Rule. He's going to get all the money for some job.
Don't you think Urban Meyer is going to end up at fucking Notre Dame?
Texas.
It's one of the two. It's got to be one of those two, right?
I think Notre Dame's happy with their hire now.
I don't think they're...
All things considered, how the season went, they knocked off North Carolina Clemson.
Well, there's still 2 games left. Let's see. We'll find out. If they get shit stomped by USC... We'll find out.
Yeah, but then, I mean, you have I think they have a top 5 recruiting class next year.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Marcus has Notre Dame rolling right now.
Notre Dame might win that game. We'll find out.
I think they might.
They got a decent defense.
So if Sark goes fucking 7-6 again next year, like he's gone. Probably going to go this year, he's got to go.
And
right?
Then you got to get Urban.
Got to get rid of
him.
That's
the only thing you can do is get Urban and hope to compete.
But he's going to go 7-6 next year.
Yes.
We all already know this. Yeah. Get him the fuck out of
there.
Well,
look, here's what Texas has done.
Texas is a basketball school.
It is.
Basketball
school. So bizarre. Like, the last 2 coaches they've hired are not and have never been program builders.
Mm. Actually, right? No. Texas is a wrestling program.
It is.
Well, that too, dude. We got the wrestling coach here.
At a school like Texas with the target-rich recruiting environment you have, all you need is a pro. You don't even need a great coach. You need a program builder here, and the team will win probably.
Yeah. Right?
Because Sark, not a program builder. Tom Herman, great offensive coordinator, didn't build shit.
This isn't the fucking NFL, man. I don't care about that shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like you were saying the other day, this shit doesn't matter.
No.
It doesn't fucking matter. God damn it. It drives me crazy.
You know who's going to be available soon?
Who?
Cliff.
Oh, Kingsbury. You're right.
Yeah, he is going to be available.
He is going to be available. And hey, let's face it, in today's college football,
he would be the fucking at Texas.
My God, dude, but that's so a great hire.
Here's the first job for him. He would have to stop the great wide receivers from Texas from going to goddamn the Big Ten.
I think
they're all going to the Big Ten. If he could stop that,
I think that guy could.
With Arch Manning and then the top two, because every year the top two receivers come, or the top five receivers in the nation come from a combination of Florida, Texas, and California. It's those three states.
Yeah.
And all you got to do is keep the Texas ones in Texas.
Yeah.
And you will probably do really well.
Recruiting states, though, Florida, Texas, and California, not the greatest programs in state currently.
I know. Super strange, dude.
USC is doing pretty well, but they brought over
from Oklahoma.
We'll see. I think Lincoln will be able to lock that down, though, especially the early success. Yep. Although he's going to be competing with UCLA, because UCLA is fucking UCLA and USC have produced as many receivers as any fucking two.
California though is a massive state, so there's plenty of talent there for both of them, and I don't think they're going to leave with homeboy there, and I think that's a smart move for those guys. But a bunch of Longhorns fans pissed off yesterday that we said Texas is a basketball school. I don't know why.
Welcome.
I would love to win a national championship in basketball. That'd be fucking dope. Same. As shit. I really don't understand the hate.
I get bored of it.
Sorry your football team isn't good, but like your basketball team's fucking rad. Who gives a shit?
Coming from like living in Chapel Hill most of my life, like winning a basketball national championship is cool. But it's not a football.
Okay. Well, now you're just talking like a New England Patriots fan.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
They win all the time. They're going to win this year.
I think there's something to that, to be honest. Like, I don't give a fuck that Virginia has won two national titles in basketball.
Really?
But if they won, any team that wins the Natty in football is like, that's fucking, well, they went to one. They won the other one. But if a team wins the national football title, that definitely means more than the basketball one.
That's true.
I don't know why.
I don't think so.
I don't know why, though.
It depends on the school.
It doesn't.
It doesn't even depend on the school. Because I think it's way harder to fucking win in football than it is in basketball.
It is.
And I think there's some element of randomness to the tournament in basketball as well.
Well, here's the difference.
It's more understandable if you have a great football team, you make it to the CFP and you don't win, that's a huge disappointment. But if you make it to the NCAA tournament and you lose, it's like fucking what? Anything can happen, dude.
Right.
Yes. And all you need
is only got one title.
But here's the thing. You only need two good players, basketball wise, to go to the Final Four. Whereas what Dan is saying, you need a whole fucking team of football players. Take Ohio State. The last time they were there, it was Greg Oden and Connolly, the point guard for
Michael Connolly.
Michael Connolly.
Yeah. That team had more depth than you're giving it credit for.
No, we started two true freshmen.
Yeah, because they were insane and they were drafted there were lottery picks.
Everyone there was drafted.
There was still depth. Dude, are you kidding me? How many fucking players?
It's the only two people drafted.
How many other players shit out though? Like Kevin Durant didn't do fucking shit. All lottery picks flame out in the early rounds of the tournament all the time.
But
you need depth.
They made it. Look, he brought Texas to prominence. He was one guy. They didn't have anybody else in the team.
He didn't bring Texas to prominence.
He did.
They were already prominent. They made a Final Four like 5 years before he was there.
Who was it?
What?
Who was the guy?
I think DJ Augustine, I believe.
Yeah, not good enough. Kevin Durant's a fucking superstar.
He played in the NBA for a while.
Before Texas? Fine.
Yeah.
They had TJ Ford.
TJ Ford, yeah.
Okay. He's okay. Kevin Durant, though, is an all-time NBA Hall of Famer.
And he put up good numbers in college. Didn't win much, but put up good numbers
in college. Pretty goddamn good, that guy.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes put up great numbers in college, too, and he didn't win shit.
It's true.
And he's probably the best quarterback of all time.
Well, he's on his way.
Yeah.
He's on his way. Look, kids, you know the rules. We'll go over last week's hits and misses. A lot of misses last week. Man, I fucking shit the bed last week. So did everybody else, though, apparently. Vegas was the actual winners last week. Before we get to this week's picks here, SMU Tulane, we asked the boys for their help on this one. They said SMU was pretty good. They're not. It was 59-24. They got absolutely stomped by Tulane in this one. SMU is now 6-5. Georgia, Kentucky.
Wait, more importantly, Tulane is 9-2.
Yeah, they are.
So
they're in double. I mean, are we counting them?
No. It's not real.
Georgia, Kentucky there. 10-point contest. 16-6. Top seven didn't look great. We talked about it yesterday. Ohio State included up next. They took it down in the fourth quarter in that one. Got a late TD late. made that 43-30. They did not cover either.
Yeah, but you, Ohio State was in control of that game, and they fucked around in the fourth quarter. That's what really happened here.
They were down at half, 13-10. But
nobody cares about that. They scored 17 points in the third. That's what good teams did. And then they thought they had it, and they took the fourth quarter off. This game doesn't bother me at all.
Correct.
Especially the fact that Dallas Hayden went the fuck off.
And I sent him a message on Twitter, and I said, hey, man.
Send him a picture of your dick.
You're going to fucking win. He's going to break the record. In Ohio State, Michigan. I didn't know for Ohio State it was Carlos Hyde who had the record against Michigan. He's going to break that record in rushing this weekend. I have a good feeling about it. Next up, Illinois, Michigan. Another one. Man, a lot of people bitching about some of those calls at the end that got Michigan the victory. I'm one of them, but I also want to really point this out to all you Michigan fans. I was rooting for you. Nothing would make me happier in this life than to ruin your undefeated season at home in Ohio State, Michigan, and then crush all your CFP dreams. So I wanted you guys to win this game. I was rooting for you guys in this game. It took 9 points in the fourth, and then they had to hold Illinois scoreless to get the job done. They did. TCU. Barstool wrote they didn't cover as well. I lost this game. That's four in a row that I lost that day. But TCU and Baylor, Barstool had a really funny article that just said, can we stop pretending that TCU is a good football team? I'm with you, Barstool. I don't see it either, and I don't really get it.
Barstool's pretty notorious for their horrible takes on all things sports. Yeah, they're the worst. They own a gambling site, but they're not good
Incredibly much harder road to being undefeated than Ohio State or Michigan.
Yeah,
I think the Big 12 is dog shit. Top to bottom.
Top to bottom is so much harder than sure fucking Big 10.
Oh, yeah.
The Big 10 is almost as bad as the ACC.
The Big 10 is so bad.
We'll find out. We'll see if any of these schools get in there from the old Big 12. 2 weeks left for TCU, these guys.
Well, you know who's not getting in? It's fucking Tennessee.
No.
Because they got embarrassed. They're gone.
I lost this game as well, dude. It was a bad day for me.
Look, Spencer Rattler goes for 440 and six TDs.
Six touchdowns, dude. Yeah. You believe that shit?
That's like his whole career.
Six touchdowns.
What the fuck?
UAB versus LSU. I thought this would be closer. It wasn't. LSU ended up fucking shithousing them in the end. They're going to play Georgia for the SEC championship. Any shot they beat Georgia?
No.
I agree.
Can happen.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's likely, but I give them 2 out of 10.
All right. So since you said that, I'm going to ask you this. Let's say Ohio State wins as expected, due to the injuries of Michigan, probably. Their whole team was built around one player who is out, allegedly, and we'll get to that. Let's say it's Georgia. They're in. Win or lose.
Yep.
Ohio State, let's say TCU. Mm-hmm. Let's entertain that. Let's say they win. A one-loss USC Pac-12 champion or a two-loss SEC LSU SEC champion, who gets in out of those two, USC or LSU?
USC.
I agree. What say you?
I think LSU gets in.
A two-loss LSU team?
Yep. SEC champ out of the West, no less. Not like coming out of a weak East or something like that. Mm. Beating the best Georgia team all year.
Yeah, I think if LSU beats Georgia, they're in.
Oof. That's the only thing that would make this exciting, by the way.
But here's the thing.
On Sunday, on the selection Sunday, that would make this exciting if it was down to those two.
In this scenario, USC's got four ranked wins. There's no fucking way.
That's what I say. And they got two LSU more ranked teams to play.
They could lose this week.
Who?
LSU.
Yeah, but that's not the question.
Question, but if yeah, we'll see.
But I'm predicting, I say A&M beats LSU this week.
Gross. Where's it at?
We'll A&M.
Maybe. They had two fans show up for that last game. We'll see. Game of the week, in my opinion, was that USC-UCLA game. That was a fucking blast. Holy shit. Fun game. They don't play any defense in the Pac-12, and that's what makes it fun. You knew it was going to come down to the last play, whoever had the fucking ball. They were finally able to make one stop at the end, USC, and they won the game. I still have Caleb Williams winning the Heisman, especially if he beats Notre Dame and Oregon in the championship game, but we'll see. Alabama decided not to play. Oh, they did play again. It was Austin Peay. Why? Why did they even bother with that? No need. Clemson, man. God damn it, dude. We have to start thinking about Clemson again. If they win out.
I honestly think that North Carolina is going to beat them.
Okay.
But we'll see.
All right.
What about South Carolina?
No. Well, you know, Spencer Rattler.
Yeah.
He's fucking hot.
Maybe he's getting hot.
Dude, please save us from another team that doesn't deserve to be in the playoff. Yeah.
I know.
It would be really funny if Rattler lit them up as well. But you can't, there's no fucking way. Right?
I want to say I did read that South Carolina, and thanks for his word, but they changed play callers a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And maybe bore some fruit.
Yeah. Maybe you make an argument for the playoff for South Carolina.
Yeah, we'll find out. Next up was Utah versus Oregon. Lost this game as well. Man, I mean, really fucking awful this weekend. Not sure what happened to this Utah team this year. They got three losses, should have been four on a bad roughing the passer call there. Look, I told you at the top of the year they were going to be shitty. I didn't know they was going to be this bad, but it is what it is. They're all done for the year, and we don't have to care about them anymore. Penn State over Rutgers rolled 55-10. Penn State is going to end up probably in a Big Six game, dude. It's a good year. I don't know why Franklin will leave. They have a shot to end up in the top five but when it's all said and done.
I don't know that they would get in over a one loss Michigan to the New Year's Six Bowl.
No, but they're going to get in.
They're going to get in. They'll be top 10.
There's no G5 school currently in the top
10.
So they're going to get in.
Would just both get in.
That's a prereq for a G5 team. You have to be in the top 12 to get to the New Year's Six Bowl.
Next up is Georgia Tech, who beat North Carolina. Who said North Carolina was going to beat Clemson this week?
Me.
Okay. And they got beat by Georgia Tech?
That's right.
At home? Yeesh. I don't see that happening, but whatever, man. We'll find out. Ole Miss got absolutely fucking worked, and I think that's what sent him out of town.
I called Clemson getting beat the other week, by the way.
Which one?
Notre Dame.
Well, Notre Dame, I think we all had on that one. North Carolina would be a huge shock. Ole Miss, that was a shock to me. I mean, they got fucking trounced in this game. At one point, it was 42-6 in this game.
Arkansas has got a good squad. They're just poorly coached, I think.
I agree.
It's the only way you can explain that amount of inconsistency for
injuries.
A team.
Injuries.
It's not coaching. They have a pretty good staff.
Their quarterback is missing half the year. He was pretty good, but man, what a strange thing.
What's the schedule?
Get out of Lane. Go to Auburn. I get it, dude. Go to Auburn. Get out of there. There's nothing there for your friend. They're never going to win. Kansas State against West Virginia. Kansas State rolled in this one. They got a couple big games left in a potential matchup in the Big 12 championship.
I think that game's set, actually.
No. Right? So if they lose this week and Texas wins.
But they're not going to lose to Kansas.
It'll be Texas. Well, it's a rivalry game. We don't know.
They're not going to lose to Kansas.
Big 12 is a weird conference, man.
Throw the record books out.
Yeah, throw the Big 12 out. Every team has three losses
Why?
Or more.
Can you Why stop you being disrespectful of my great
three
conference?
Three losses or more, friends.
It means every it's competitive.
It's short.
That's all it Depth. Means is every team is like can catch you on any given week. It's like the NFL.
Oh, here's what it is, Dan. He doesn't like interesting games.
You want your school to just blow out every team you play, like Ohio State, because they play nobodies.
No, this conference sucks. They suck.
The Big Ten is so much worse.
Sure. I can't wait for Ohio State to play TCU, and then we don't have to talk about this
anymore.
That would be great.
That's what I'm cheering for.
Because you know what? And because I was there at that game a couple years ago with Dan.
Not even remotely the same team.
Ah, I know. But it's the same universities. And what did their coach magically get better? What did they run out on the field and kick a field goal?
They got a better coach.
And you love that call at the end of the game last week? You thought that was a sound decision.
Sonny Dykes is a much better coach than Gary Patterson, yes.
It's fine. Run out onto the field and kick a field goal against Ohio State. Good luck. You'll still lose by 70 in that fucking game.
It worked.
Yeah, what do you want? Like they won a very difficult road game.
Congratulations, dude. Congratulations. When was their last national championship?
I mean, your last national championship, you don't even count, really, because you lost to Virginia Tech the first game, right?
Hey, we won it. It's on paper. It's in the fucking record books. Again, I'm sorry you went to fucking a shitty school that will never win, dude. I can't do anything about that.
But that's the crazy thing.
I like football, so I just defend all these other teams. I don't even defend UCF ever. I never get on here and talk about UCF. I defend the Big 12. I defend the Pac-12 because they're good teams. They're solid teams.
I don't like mediocre football.
They play teams with pulses every week.
I don't like mediocre football.
Caught.
Nothing I can do.
Dude,
the Big 10 really has
turned. I just can't get my dick hard for mediocrity. I just can't do it.
You watch mediocrity most weeks.
Every fucking week.
Ohio State playing Rutgers. Ohio State playing shitty Michigan State.
Indiana.
Your whole life is mediocrity.
I know it. And we win titles, dude. That's it, man. I'm sorry, Bob. You went to Mizzou. It sucks. You could have gone anywhere in the world. You had rich parents who were lawyers. School. All you had to do, and I've asked you this a million times, how do you not sit back as a high school kid and go, God damn it,
are you
how do I enjoy the rest of my life?
We're running for the Sears Cup every year as one of the best.
What the fuck is this? What is the Sears Cup?
I don't need that.
What is the Sears Cup?
I don't need to get into that.
He just dragged you into an argument that nobody wants to be in.
Is that next to JCPenney's? What the fuck is the Sears Cup?
It's the award given to the university that has the best overall athletic program.
I don't get it, dude. If you're a kid, this is what I'm going to tell my kids growing up. Hey. If you want a great life where you get to enjoy football every Saturday, look
football,
at the top programs.
Football only.
I don't believe you.
Football is the only school that matters. That's the only sport that really matters,
some
dude.
Some people like other sports.
They don't.
I don't understand going you just to said a it. School that you're not playing at because of their football team.
What do you mean?
Right.
What I just said.
You don't pick your school because of the football team that you don't play on.
No, I picked Penn State because they had the program that I wanted to take.
Yeah, but if you want to root for champion, that's what I wanted to do. Like, I wanted to root for a great team.
And I wanted to be a champion. So, like, some people have different choices. So, I selected to go to Mizzou.
Did they win the championship?
Well, we took third in the NCAA.
Oh, my gosh, dude. We don't count third. I don't know.
Scholarship.
Who was third last year in the NCAA football? I don't even know who won third.
This is the only D1 athlete here.
But he didn't win. And that's why I quit, because I couldn't win. I couldn't be in the NFL. I couldn't be the greatest, so I quit.
Like a winner?
I quit. Like, if I couldn't do it, I couldn't fucking do it, dude. You coach Texas. Do they even have a fucking licensed wrestling program there?
No, they're a club. And I volunteer.
Why? It is the second largest college in the country. And wrestling, the sport that you love, it's the oldest sport. I've heard that for fucking the dawn of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a program at the second biggest college in the nation.
Blame women.
How fucking nuts is that?
We all know this. It is women's fault.
There's not a whole lot of Texas high school wrestling programs.
What is women's fault? Wrestling is?
No, the loss of all these amazing sports is because of Title IX.
If wrestling was making money, it sure the fuck be there. They're not getting rid of basketball.
Two sports make money. Two.
Baseball. Texas baseball is massive, dude.
They do not make money.
There's a couple schools.
Texas has a professional stadium down there.
Baseball does not make money.
No.
The Longhorns?
Basketball and football make money and nothing else.
Two revenue-generating sports.
Yeah, the stadium doesn't matter because they're not on fucking TV.
Yeah.
Which means they don't make a dime.
Yeah, they make no money.
Not my problem. You know what I'm saying? Not my fucking problem.
Like, the crux of this is
I'll care about the WNBA too. Right. I mean, if it was good.
So if you don't play basketball or football, just quit.
Yes. If you can't make a living at it, and that's what I would tell people. We say this all the time. Don't live your dreams. Do something that can financially carry you through the future.
I don't say that. Ever.
Really?
No, man.
Jesse and I say it all the time.
Have fun with do shit.
Say it all the time.
Do what you want to do. I don't make any money fucking smoking DMT and watching.
You actually do, though.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, Dan. No,
I would be the same without that shit.
His income would be.
Yeah, I would make more money if I worked in private business than I do here, for sure.
But could you smoke DMT every day?
Yeah.
And
more, actually. I have to kind of be sharp for this. Doing a normal person job is the easiest shit of all time. Like, the hard part is dealing with human beings around you.
Yeah. You have like 30 minutes of real work a day, and then you kind of shit around.
Then you fuck around for 8.5 hours.
Yeah. What do you think? I mean, if you're listening to this podcast right now, you have one of those jobs.
Yeah. 100%. You know how we know this for sure? When everybody went to from working at home, the workday shrank to about 3 hours and more work got done. Than the 8-hour shifts that people were working before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess that is most people. And maybe that's what it is, right? But if I couldn't be the best at it, I just don't want to do it. I don't.
You're Ricky Bobby then.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. The thing that fucking still pisses me off to this day, that like Drinking Bros was number two for 2 years behind Rogan. And finally somebody, like I was so pissed off at it. I was at a bar one night. God's honest truth. And the dude looks at me and he goes, you realize it's because Rogan has such a massive back catalog, right? And at that point, it was 2015, 2016, and I didn't know, I didn't really understand, but it still pisses me off to this day. Like, to this fuck.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Day books. If I didn't have the number one book in the world, I'd be angry about it. be fucking mad. If I didn't have the number one movie in the world, I'd be mad about it. The seltzer. We finished number two behind Budweiser in the state of Tennessee. I'm pissed off about that. Second place is fucking dog shit. So fuck off with that.
I'm a big Cal Naughton Jr. fan.
What's that?
I'm a big Cal Naughton Jr. fan.
Shake and bake, bitch.
Shake and bake. Yeah, dude. I can't do it. Even him. He ended up with the fucking wife. Wanted to be number one. She wanted to be number one.
And the hot tub.
Yeah.
He had to call and figure out how to turn the music on the TV and the radio down at the same time.
Yeah. And Sam, by the way, we're at it. Fuck Budweiser. I just had their new seltzer, that cola shit. My God, tastes like fucking.
Yeah, you gotta, if you're out
dogs,
there,
assholes.
If you're out there and you own a soft drink already and you think you're just gonna put malted fucking booze in it and make a seltzer, please stop. The Mountain Dew one's fucking terrible. Awful. All of them are fucking awful. Bad, man.
And if you think Dan's joking, buy a can of it. When you pour it out, it looks like Coca-Cola.
Like syrup. It's fucking gross, man.
It looks like Coca-Cola. If you left it on a table, a kid would pick it up and drink it and be like, what the fuck is this?
Also, we've been mixing our own Mountain Dew and Coca-Cola alcoholic beverages for years and have been fine.
Yeah, you don't need to fucking teach me how to make
sure don't bitch. All good.
I'm actually looking forward. So we have the new flavors are out now. Since we're in the middle of the show, we can do some ads.
Absolutely.
The new flavors of Hard AF are out now. You can go to hardafseltzer.com and buy them. I haven't tried it yet. I bought some this morning, but I want to put rum in the pina colada one.
Oh fuck, dude.
Like just a rum floater.
Yeah.
Or maybe get one of those devices, that squishy thing that you freeze and it makes a slushy out of your booze, whatever it is, and you just put a rum floater in there, because that's what I usually drink at the lake. I'm trying that as soon as the booze gets here.
That's awesome.
It's 8 to 10 day shipping delay right now.
Well, only because of the holidays.
Yeah.
Because they're off.
It'll shrink back up.
Yeah, because they won't ship on Thanksgiving or
it'll
Friday.
It'll be after Christmas. Not that you get your booze, but that shipping goes back to normal. The 24th of December usually.
It's pina colada, watermelon. Go to hardafseltzer.com. We will ship right to your house. If you're in Tennessee or Florida, though, you can go right into the stores. 100 stores in Tennessee and then Florida. By the way, since we're talking about number one, we are currently, as of today, on pace to be number one in the state of Florida this month. And that would be fucking rad. Number two in Tennessee, and that fucking haunts my dreams. Next up, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. And once again, all the odds on today's show, over-unders, teasers, all the fun stuff, all the giggles are on mybookie.com. NFL fucking Thanksgiving's on fire. College Egg Bowl, if you're into that, if you live in that state and you love it, you can bet on that. And then Rivalry Saturday is coming at you. Can't fucking wait here. We'll roll through the rest of last week's UCF lost to Navy. Congratulations to Navy. That is the second in their entire program win over a ranked team there at Navy. That one I had correct. Finally got a fucking winner way down the board. Notre Dame, we had. They blew out Boston College. Oklahoma beat the shit out of Oklahoma State there in that powerful, mighty Big 12 that everybody loves so much. Both those schools are 7-4 and 6-5, respectively, there. Oregon State ended up blowing out Arizona State there, 31-7. They got a big matchup here against Oregon coming up. NC State lost to Louisville. I don't know what happened to this team. At one point, they were number 10. They've lost four games this year, and they're out of the top 25. Did the coach die in a plane crash or a bus accident? Or did he get raped by an Uber driver? What happened there exactly? Just not that
good. I think he got raped.
That's
what I heard.
Might have gotten raped.
Can you confirm that?
Cincinnati, 9-2, beat Temple last week. Didn't put any money on that because we don't bet on those fringe teams.
I intentionally skipped all this because none of it matters.
None of it matters.
You can just go to the new
week. We'll go to the Egg Bowl here. Thursday night, Mississippi, Ole Miss, -2.5 at home here. This is tough because if Lane Kiffin actually is leaving, does he fucking care?
Honestly, if he was leaving, I don't think he would have fucking started a multi-day troll against the guy who said he was leaving.
But isn't he kind of showing his talents to Auburn of what he can do for them against
Alabama?
What,
the trolling part?
Yeah, and I think that's why they're bringing him there.
I don't know. I mean, you could say the same thing about A&M, Jimbo. I mean, they fucking had a little thing, right?
Yeah.
Over the
The
summer. So yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't think he's going anywhere.
All right.
Ole Miss is a good place to hide for him, to be honest. That's probably the apex of Lane Kiffin's career right there.
Yeah, it is. Man, they got rocked last week. This is a hard one to judge. I'll say Lane gets it done just because of his trolling at home. I'll take Ole Miss minus 2.5.
Think about Orgeron.
Mm-hmm.
If he was at Ole Miss instead of LSU, forget about the title. If he had just gone 9-4 every year, he would keep his job forever.
He was at Ole Miss.
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah, saying he never would have been fired by Ole Miss for what the shit that went down at LSU.
Yeah,
he could have stayed there forever.
Sure.
Which he probably should have.
No, he got a natty. He got a natty at LSU.
I guess, yeah, but that's. I don't know that anybody's gonna hire him later on, looking at that natty as part of his resume, without looking at all the other shit that went down.
Well, you got to look at his 25-year-old girlfriend now. It's tough with him because I think he'll always be a legend because of that national championship. He's just one of those guys.
You know what you can't fucking do is pay your bills with legendary status.
No, you can't.
That's not money. I can't pay bills with fame. I want money.
People have been trying.
Yeah, you can try, but it ain't gonna work.
This is what Michigan's. This is what Harbaugh said. He said he's been elevated to legendary status after that game. Jesus Christ. Yeah, I got Ole Miss. You got Ole Miss in this one? Or you going Mississippi State?
Yeah, I'll take Ole Miss here. Yeah, at home. I mean, they got to win this game.
One would think. Again, it depends on if he's in it or not. I will bet this just simply because it's on Thanksgiving. And why not at that point, you know? Mm-hmm. Friends, family, all that stuff. Let's do it. Next up, Tulane against Cincinnati here. This is Cincinnati minus 2. This is on Friday, by the way. So if you're looking to bet games on Friday, this is a Friday game. There's actually a big slate on Friday of four different teams that are ranked on this Friday schedule. Do you fuck with this?
Yeah, I think Tulane wins this game.
Okay. I do not fuck with this at all. Two fringe teams right around the top 25 like this. Two is where this line should be.
I mean, you could take it to fucking plus 9 Tulane and you're safe there.
I don't trust either of these teams, to be honest with you. Fickell's a great coach. Shit, if you're looking for a coach to get out of there, it's probably him at Cincinnati at this point. He could probably pick and choose his
job.
Now
that they're going to move to the Big 12, he's not going anywhere.
That's right.
That'd be a fucking,
I forgot they're moving to Big 12. You're right.
He's got to at least give that 2 or 3 years.
Maybe. Next up is NC State against North Carolina. Man, the Kakalaki here is minus 6.5 in this one. NC State has looked like dog shit the last 4 or 5 weeks.
They win some games, but it's like in the ACC. Even in the ACC, they're 3-4, man. They're going to lose big here. 6.5 seems low.
I'm with you. I'm going to take UNC in this one. And I think now that the pressure's off because May can't win a Heisman after last week, I think he fucking goes ballistic.
That's not true. He could win.
It's too late.
If CJ Stroud throws one touchdown or less in this game against Michigan and Drake May throws four like he's done before this season,
you're still up against Caleb Williams.
Drake May will be in the lead against Caleb Williams and CJ Stroud in touchdowns. He'll be in the lead against them in both passing yards. Why would you not give it to him? Because the ACC is weak.
Right. But I think simply for the fact that
the ACC is not weaker than the fucking they might be slightly weaker than the Big Ten.
But I think one of these teams, though, will go to the CFP, as in Stroud and Caleb Williams, and I think that'll be the deciding factor against May.
It shouldn't be. This is the last game that counts for Heisman stats.
Well, can he play Clemson? Can he play Clemson in the ACC? Because then that would count as well.
I don't think the conference championships count towards Heisman.
Yeah, because the Heisman's not till the week after.
But I think the vote happens before that. Before the conference championships.
Believe
I think
so.
They're due the day after, but a lot of people do send in their ballots before that.
Yeah,
I guess we'll see then. But he's still on paper. He's technically eligible, but I think it's going to be Caleb Williams.
It should be Caleb Williams, especially if he has a strong last two games.
Yeah,
I agree. And then my future would hit, so I'd be fucking stoked about that. Next up, we got UCLA against Cal. Spread here is only 10 in this game.
You say only 10, but Cal plays weird at home. I don't touch this game.
It's not that. UCLA, I watched this game. UCLA's quarterback is dinged up. not sure if he plays or if he sits this one out. Because what do they play for at this point?
Jack Plummer. Is he Jake Plummer's brother?
I wonder. It'd be great if it was. So I'm sitting this one out. I'll look at the health of homeboy. Check back in on Drinking Bro Sports on Facebook. Private group, anybody can join, and all the bet slips will be in there. Next up, Friday night game. This is a fun one, actually. I'm going to watch this game. Florida against Florida State. This is Florida State minus 9.5.
This seems like the kind of game that Florida could pick off.
Sure does. Sure does. So I'm going to take this both ways. I'm going to take Florida minus 16.5, and I'm going to take this over under a 58 down to 51. And I'm going to take Florida at plus 16.5 in this game. That way I can watch the whole thing and root for this, but it wouldn't surprise me if Florida ended up winning this game.
I think Florida's going to win this game. I mean, they played some tough games this year.
A lot of tough games.
They got the only time they really got fucked up was by Georgia, and they had a slip last week against Vanderbilt. But they played Tennessee tough. They played Kentucky tough. They beat Utah. This is a tough team. I don't buy 9.5 here. I think plus 16.5 Florida.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going to do the same thing, and I'm going to take that over under down to 51 in this game. And this will be a fun one to watch. I enjoy watching that Richardson kid play. Even though this team is 6-5.
He's the guy that looks most like an NFL quarterback.
It's hard to tell because he doesn't have anything around him, that guy. I'm not saying this for Napier because, this first year he took over. It's hard to get your recruits in this first year. And he probably got lucky with Richardson, to be honest with you. But it's fun. They're a fun team to watch, and I don't mind it. So I'm in on this one on Friday night. Next up, we got Georgia Tech against Georgia.
Fuck this.
Boy, 35.5.
Georgia is not going to fucking bother trying to run the score up. Why would they?
I don't even know that they care about this game.
No. They'll win this game by fucking probably 17 points or something. There's no point in betting on this.
No, this means a lot to Georgia Tech. It just doesn't mean anything to Georgia. So, don't risk it. They have nothing to prove. They're undefeated. They're number one in the nation. They're already in the SEC championship against number six LSU. Nothing to prove in this one. When you're doing that, I don't bet on teams like that. So I'm out on this one. The next one I am all in on, obviously. This is Michigan at Ohio State, the Ohio State University. Now, the spread opened up at 10. It is down to 7.5 right now. I bought this last night at 6.5. I bought a point on this one, used the majority of my winnings this year and put $5,000 on Ohio State. Two reasons why I did this. There was a lineman last night, an offensive lineman, who did an interview for Michigan, and he said that Corum was not going to play. It slipped in an interview that he was not going to play, and nobody bothered to stop him on that one. So he knows something that I don't know. The number two in this one is Corum actually did a Thanksgiving turkey giveaway for some neighborhoods that were going through poverty. To his credit, must be a hell of a person. He went the day after this injury. The video footage that the local news showed was he was noticeably limping in and around these houses. He definitely did not have to go. To me, I think he knows he's out in this game. And after watching last week's Illinois game, this entire team is just built around one guy. And yes, he definitely would have been in New York for the Heisman. I'm not sure that he's going to be there anymore because he's injured now. But he has the fucking numbers across the board to be there. But for that reason, they don't have a quarterback. I don't know who any of their wide receivers are. And they've really leaned on this kid. And if he's gone, Ohio State by maybe 4 scores in this game. Who you got?
This is not a good matchup for Michigan under normal circumstances, I would say. But yeah, I think 7. I mean, I'm going to take it down to 0.5 Ohio State.
Okay.
But I think they probably won by 2 scores.
Yeah. Strange. I don't like to see anybody hurt like this. You want to see teams at their best. I'm pissed off that the Corum kid is going to be probably out in this one. I wish they were at full strength for them. Because I've said this all year long. I think with Michigan, you shut down the run game, you shut down this kid and force them to throw. They probably would have won on their own anyways. But with him out, I just don't know what they do. And we watched that kid throw last week. He couldn't hit a fucking wide open receiver. I mean, it was a strange... It was a strange stitch for a number three team in the nation to not have a quarterback who can physically complete a pass. Very odd to me. Next up is South Carolina against Clemson. Man, this is minus 14.5 for Clemson. Did you watch last week's South Carolina-Tennessee game?
Yeah, that's not going to happen against Clemson.
You don't think so?
No. No.
You don't think they unleash him again and be like, all right, there's something wasn't unleashing. Locked?
Tennessee couldn't get to the quarterback. Their defense, their fucking front four could not get to the quarterback.
Right.
That's what happens. Clemson's front four will get to anybody's quarterback. There's no offensive line in all of football. As much shit as I give Clemson, there's no offensive line that's going to stop their pass rush. So, no, it's not going to happen.
So, do they cover 14 and a half?
Clemson, yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Man, I'm taking this up to 20.
I mean, I would love it if they got beat, to be honest. But
same. I'm taking this up to 21 and a half.
I'm taking it down to 7
plus
and a half.
Plus South Carolina, and I'm taking South Carolina in this one. This will go in on my teasers just in case. There was something there. They got a new offensive play caller. Maybe that's the fucking dude. We'll see. I'm going to go there. Next up is West Virginia against Oklahoma State. This is Oklahoma State minus 8.5. West Virginia, 4-7. Oklahoma State, 7-4. But they've been losing bad week after week here. Who do you got?
No.
Yeah, right? I don't do anything with this. I don't do anything with the
Big
12.
Way I would bet on this game is if it was in Morgantown.
Maybe.
Then there's a pretty predictable Kentucky windage to the game when it's in that stadium. But
yeah.
And Oklahoma State, who the fuck knows?
No, who knows? next up, we got Auburn versus Alabama. This is Alabama minus 22 here. Look, does this switch now for the talk of their coach might be gone and this guy coaches the game of his life on Saturday?
I don't think anybody buys that shit, so I'm not sure that affects it, but at Alabama, what's Alabama playing for here?
Nothing.
Pride, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're...
It's a rivalry game and all that stuff.
Sure.
And they
But Saban doesn't run the score up.
Somebody said there was an outside shot for Alabama to get in. I'll entertain it. LSU loses. TCU loses. USC loses, and then Alabama could slide up into four.
If you take a loses.
Right. Well, they're already ahead of them in the rankings.
So. Yeah, but still, Clemson would have to lose in the fucking
champ game.
Championship.
Well, that's
game.
What I'm saying. Yeah. So Clemson would have to occur whatever another loss.
So I think they do still have something to play for. It's plausible Clemson could lose. It's plausible USC could lose. TCU could also lose.
I mean, it shouldn't matter what's on the line. How you do anything is how you do everything.
Oh, I agree. Like that's Nick Saban's model.
Yeah, Saban plays every game like it's on the line, but he doesn't run the score up. So 22 is a lot of fucking points.
Okay.
For a game that all he has to really do is win.
Yeah.
To advance to the next position. So I don't believe that.
Has Auburn had any game close this year? I know they're 5-6. Have they had any close games this year about against any decent opponents?
5-6 in the SEC is fucking like 7-4 in the Big Ten or ACC.
They gave LSU a game.
They did. 21-17 in that game.
And Cadillac Williams has them kind of rolling right now.
Cadillac Williams is their coach.
They've lost some stupid games too, so the coaching I don't think is very good.
Yeah.
Well, they had a lame duck coach for the first like 6-7 games.
They
of
fired
the
Harsin.
Yeah.
So
yeah
Cadillac
yeah.
took over. He's looking decent.
They're okay. That's a lot of points. I don't like it. I don't like this game.
The only team they've lost to by that much is Georgia and Penn State.
Right. Yeah, I don't like this game, and I will see. No, I never got too much money in the Ohio State game. It's fine. Next up, we got Oregon versus Oregon State. This is Oregon minus 3 at Oregon State.
Oregon State plus 10 all day.
I agree.
Come on,
that's
man.
That's where I'm going.
This is like the fucking... This might be the spookiest game in all of fucking college football right here.
I'm surprised it's not a night game.
It's spookier because there's no fucking reason for it. But nobody should be intimidated by going to Corvallis, Oregon.
I don't
or
get
anywhere
it either.
In Oregon for that
it's a
matter.
Weird spot.
I don't get it either, man.
It's like they've got there's weird alien shit going on there. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
But people better teams than this Oregon team go into Oregon State and lose all the time. So mm-hmm. Oregon State plus 10.
Next up, we got Iowa State against TCU. This is TCU at home, minus 10. Who you got in this one?
I probably won't bet this, to be honest. This is a fucking technically something of a rivalry, but this is this is like warm-up swings for TCU.
Iowa State is one of those teams where every year they have a top 10 win.
Not on the road.
Okay.
They do it in Ames, but they don't do it on the road.
All right.
And TCU, look, this could be a trap game for them, but I don't think so. I think they're locked in.
Man. I don't know. This team, man, I have no idea.
Week after week, you hate on TCU, and week after week, they fucking win the game.
Here's why I hate on TCU, okay? And I'll just go back to the SMU game. SMU, who we talked about earlier, is not great. They're 42-34. Kansas, 38-31. Oklahoma State, 43-40. Kansas State, 38-28. Mm-hmm. West Virginia, 41-31. Texas Tech, 34-24. Texas, 17-10. Baylor, 29-28. These are 9 games, all under 10 points.
You know what that tells me is that it's a squad that is overperforming because of how well coached they are and how well managed the fucking clock and the team are. That's what that tells me.
When I personally watched that Baylor game, the management of the clock at the end of that game was horrific.
They did that shit on purpose. What are you talking about?
I would never do that.
You defended it on Monday.
I said you do practice it. Yeah. However, I would never attempt it because usually you're 50% at the end of practice. So I wouldn't attempt it in a game. Yes, you practice it in case it is an emergency. It was only an emergency because the coach made it an emergency. So,
yeah, but he did it on purpose.
I which is crazy to me. I would never do that.
Yeah, but it worked. If it's stupid and it works, is it stupid? The answer is no.
All right. It wouldn't shock me if they lost on Saturday. So, I'll take this up. I'll take this up and take the other team, knowing that they have 9 games that have gone 10 points or under.
Iowa State may not score a point in this game. Like, their offense is not very good.
Let's see here. Yeah, their offense is downright terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. But their defense must be good. I'm looking at these scores.
Yeah, the defense is pretty good.
Most of these scores are very, very low. What's the over in this game?
47.5. Okay, which for college is, for a bit, for the Big low. 12 is, oh, pretty, yeah, low.
Really low. Yeah. Because Iowa, look, they played Iowa 10-7. Mm. Kansas 14-11. Kansas State 10-9. Texas Tech 14-10. These are all gross games. So they just have a terrible offense here?
Well, they have a terrible offense, and they play a bunch of, like, these low scoring games are against teams in the fucking Big 12 that don't have great offenses.
Decker's kid has great numbers for Iowa State. This doesn't make any sense.
Miller from TCU is a good running back. He's gonna fucking, he'll open up the game for TCU. I think they're gonna be fine here.
I'm actually gonna back away from this one. Looking at this. If I'm looking at his Decker kid's number, he's got 3,000 yards passing and 18 touchdowns, and yet Iowa State has no offense. Mm-hmm. They don't score any points. What a bizarre team. And they're 1-7 in the Big 12 here. I'm going to back away from this one. Why is it only 10 then? That's the other part about it. Why is it only -10?
Because Iowa State doesn't get blown out because they have a good defense.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
I'm backing away from this one.
They have an actual good defense. Not one that's good in the first and second quarters, but for the whole game, that defense is good.
Yeah, look, to have an over-under of 47.5, that's the smallest I've seen in a Big 12 game for sure.
They beat Iowa.
They did beat Iowa, yeah. Look, and it was a 10-7 game, so, like, Iowa's got a great defense and no offense. So, apparently, it's the same team. Obviously, that's in-state rivals and all that other bullshit, but Iowa has a terrible offense. What doesn't make sense to me is this kid's numbers for Iowa State. 3,000 yards passing and 18 touchdowns. Was it all in one game? Like, what the fuck happened to this dude? I hate this guy. I'm out of this one. Next up is Utah versus Colorado. Who cares? Utah minus 29.
I'm not
half.
Betting money on this.
No. I don't watch it. I don't even know that it exists until the next day. Next up is Michigan State against Penn State here. Not a rivalry. It's strange to see this game here at the end of the year there. This is Penn State minus 18 at home. Who you got, D'Anthony?
I'll take Penn State minus 18.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think they finished the season strong. They've actually got a big bowl game to play for. Mm-hmm. Michigan State is nothing to live for here. I'll take that with you there. Next up, we got LSU against Texas A&M. LSU minus 10 in this game. This is at A&M.
This is
tickets
a hard.
Tickets are only $54 in Green Bros tickets.
This is a hard one for me because Texas A&M isn't really playing for anything except for recruiting for next year, which is a big deal for them.
Yes.
Right? This is going to be a closer game than 10, I think.
Does LSU care knowing that they're already in the SEC championship?
I don't think so. I think this is a 7-point game, but I'm not going to bet it.
Can I show you the crowd after halftime at the A&M game?
This is what I was talking about. They all walked out.
That's every game.
They walked out.
No.
Unless they're good.
So they were playing a Division II school, and they were only up by like 3 points, and the entire stadium walked out.
Yeah. These guys, the crowd, they're dead. Like they are, the season's dead to them. The team is dead to them. Jimbo's dead to them.
I agree.
So you think the play here is LSU minus 10?
I feel more confident in that. Maybe take 9.5. Maybe buy a half point. I just
think weird shit happens last week.
I agree.
A&M could like sneak up on them.
Yeah. And LSU already knows where they're going. They're going to the SEC championship. So how do you get up for this one? We'll see. This could be one of those weird games. It'll be fun at the end of the night because I'll be piss drunk at this point. Mm-hmm. Next up, we got UCF against South Florida. South Florida's coming in at 1-10 this year. UCF lost last week. Bad loss to Navy. This is UCF minus 19.5 in this one. Over under of 69. I don't touch this.
No.
South Florida, you
shouldn't touch it.
Was this the kid last year? Because I watched this game last year. Their kid was really good, and then they don't have him, right?
No, he's still on the roster.
He's on the roster, but didn't somebody transfer and take his spot?
Bohannon from Baylor.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That worked out.
Yeah, 1-10, boy. Tennessee against Vanderbilt. This one's a hard one, man. Hooker's out.
Yeah,
they have nothing to play for, and does it really fucking matter? Probably not. And Vanderbilt's shockingly won 2 in a row.
This might be. I'd have to go to fucking like the Elias Sports Bureau. But when's the last time that Vanderbilt beat Kentucky and Florida in consecutive weeks? Or any two like premier SEC teams in consecutive weeks?
I can't imagine they've ever beat both in consecutive weeks.
I mean, that's crazy.
By the way, playing for bowl eligibility, Vanderbilt is.
And if they win, they are in. That'll put them at 6-6. So me personally, I'm going to sidestep this game.
I don't even know who the Tennessee backup is because we haven't seen him all
Joe
yet.
Milton. I watched him. It's Joe Milton. He's fucking terrible.
He used to be at Michigan.
Milton.
Yeah, he was awful. I see, awful at Michigan.
You hated him.
Sure did.
Well, he's not.
I hate him even more now. Like, he's not good, especially Hendon Hooker. I don't touch this. They've got a shot. I don't know that Tennessee cares anymore. Their fans have given up everything. It was a fun season, and then Hooker went down. Because at least if he was playing, he'd be going for a Heisman.
It would kind of be hilarious if Vandy wins this.
And they might. They won 2 in a row. Next up, this is another blast of a game here. Notre Dame, USC. Now we're talking. USC minus 5.5 at home. Not that that matters because Los Angeles has no real fans. There'll be a lot of fucking Notre Dame fans there. I can promise you that. Who you got in this one?
I'll take Notre Dame. And a teaser plus 12.5 here.
I am going to do the same as well. And
I honestly think this is a fucking field goal or 2 to 4 point game. That's what I really think this is going to be.
I think if I win the Ohio State game earlier in the day and bring home that 5K, then I'm going to money line Notre Dame in this one. Notre Dame's got a good defense. Mm. USC has not played one single good defense this year. I wonder what happens.
UCLA is a pretty good defense, but they got into a shootout with them, so it didn't really come into play. But yeah, it's Notre Dame is quite a bit better than UCLA.
I don't think
on the defensive side. Notre Dame has trouble scoring sometimes, but on the defensive side, they're pretty tight.
I'm just curious to see what they would do against a good defense because we haven't seen USC against a good defense. I think Notre Dame wins this game.
BT Bates says Vandy hasn't beaten Florida since 1988, so it was at least that long ago.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
You're looking at 34 years? Damn, dude. That's the last time Notre Dame won a national championship. Yep. But yeah, this will be fun. And if they win, man, if Notre Dame wins this, that'll probably put them in a Big Six game, right? That'll do it.
That would easily launch them up there.
Yeah, that would do it.
Who are their ranked wins?
Well, it'd be USC, and that's a big one, obviously.
Syracuse, Clemson, USC.
Clemson was a big one.
And BYU, yeah.
North Carolina.
North Carolina?
North Carolina wasn't ranked then, but there will be, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good. They'll probably get a New Year's Six Bowl. I mean, just for the ratings, they'll jam them in there either way.
Right? Yeah.
Especially if no G5 team makes it.
So. And by the way, on Drinker Bros tickets, like this is the most expensive they've been at the Coliseum in maybe since Reggie Bush was there.
Wait, does any
$75?
Does any G5 team even have a shot of getting up to 12? I'm looking.
No.
Tulane is the first one. They're at 19.
Two losses. They're not going to let one of us in.
No.
Tulane, Cincinnati is also two loss. Coastal one. Coastal's got one loss. What if they win?
They're not going to win.
They're not even close.
They're going to get fucking butt fucked by James Madison.
Yeah, I don't. They're not even ranked. Coastal's not even ranked.
Yeah, they are. They're 23rd.
Oh, they snuck in there this week. Congratulations to those guys. Next up, we got Kansas versus Kansas State. Big 12 here. It's Kansas State minus 12 in this one. Do you bet this game?
No,
me neither.
I honestly have no idea what's going to happen here.
I don't know either.
I know Kansas State wins.
I know Bill Snyder's a cunt, right? Didn't we decide that like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
We're in a feud with Bill Snyder because he dipped out on us.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a show. Yes. Yeah.
No call, no show.
Huge piece of shit.
Fuck you, Bill Snyder.
Exactly.
And your bullshit Manhattan, Kansas. It's not even a real fucking city. Fuck you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a lovely human being.
I don't know if he is. He seems like a real piece of shit to me.
Cattle rapist, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Nothing's confirmed.
If you've got cattle, maybe show him a picture of Bill Snyder to keep him away.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, hey, look out for this dude. Watch out.
He fucks cows, dude.
Now, this is an interesting game only in so much as this. Is this Lance Leipold's second to last game coaching in Kansas?
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Nope.
Coach of Kansas.
Yeah.
I gathered that from context. Before the sentence he just said, I had no idea who he was.
No, we're all good on that.
Google him. I think he's the coach of Kansas.
It doesn't matter where he's going.
They've had a pretty decent year.
That's not a winner.
Getting Kansas to bowl eligibility.
Yeah, for the first time since 88 again, right?
No,
it's 2008.
08,
yeah, 2008, yeah.
But I mean, He's a name that a couple schools are looking at, including Nebraska, I think.
Wisconsin.
Have fun.
Honestly, if you want to get a real wild card, Auburn?
No.
He's not getting the Auburn job.
No,
but
not anymore.
He could be at Nebraska. I could see that.
That's fine.
Auburn once hired Gene Chizik, and it worked.
It worked because of Cam Newton.
Yeah, they bought Cam Newton, which was fun. Now with the NIL, you can buy whoever you want. Look, go to Nebraska. It's a lateral move. You're going from one state to another.
This is a serious question. So Ohio State, Texas, Michigan, Penn State, Alabama, there's a lot of schools with very large enrollments and more importantly, very large alumni and endowments, right? But nothing like what the Ivy League has.
Yep.
Yale and Princeton are rocking like $40 billion endowments. Mm-hmm. They're not even close. So what are they doing?
They're their own thing.
I know, but buy players.
No. But I mean, they play their own leagues. Football. Ivy League. Is just.
But they can schedule whatever they want. There's no rule saying they can't
start
schedule
late in the season. It's a whole thing.
I think at some point in, you know, way back when, like, they just made it a point to not care about sports anymore. One of the most accomplished sporting schools
Columbia.
In
Columbia.
Well, I was going to say Army.
Yeah, Army used Navy. To be, yeah.
Like, they used to crush people.
Columbia has, like, 6 national baseball titles. I think Princeton has national basketball titles.
I think Princeton's in the top, like, 5 for national titles in basketball. Mm.
And that's what I can't figure out, right?
Because they've got way more money than any of these public universities.
Yes. Or like you take a UNC, for example. Why can't they buy a bunch of players at North Carolina?
Just have Jordan finance the whole thing.
Exactly.
Why not?
I don't really understand that. So it's like some of these mediocre schools that I always talk about, like Nebraska, they have a huge fan base. Somebody besides just take Larry the Cable Guy. And I know that sounds crazy, but if you look at the numbers financially for 12 years, he was one of the top comedians in the world. I think he's got a net worth somewhere in $100 million. Oh, higher. Okay.
500.
Maybe. And maybe that's true, right?
He sold out Nebraska's stadium.
Sure did. Yeah. So why doesn't a guy like that go in and buy school? Cause he's always on Twitter bitching about Nebraska and how they're not good anymore and it's not good for college football. by the players.
Well, he's from Connecticut.
I understand that, but he went to Nebraska.
Yeah.
So buy the players, though. Like, I don't, with all these mediocre schools, start buying people if you're not good enough to recruit. You have the money. Miami is doing it now.
A&M.
I've got Miami coming back in a couple years.
How's that working for A&M, too?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been 1 year, but Cristobal.
It's just, yeah, it's one. These kids need to get a little older.
Cristobal is actually a good coach, too, though, I think.
He is. And I don't think Jimbo's bad, but all these kids are freshmen. So all the kids they bought right now are freshmen.
I don't know, man. Jimbo ran Florida State into the fucking ground.
And so maybe it's him, right?
Yeah. Like, maybe.
Maybe it's him.
Because didn't a lot of the people that fucking followed him there fucking bailed? And all the people that were there left to go to fucking USC.
Yeah.
As soon as homeboy fucking left.
Deion Sanders, real quick here before we get out of here. Washington State. It's -2 Washington in that
I'm
one.
I'm not betting that.
Not betting that at all. But for Corey, Jared's girlfriend.
No, we don't care about her either.
She'll be watching the game. So go whatever Washington State's mascot is. Good for you guys. But Deion Sanders, by the way, is rumored at 2 schools. People were bitching about this online last night, and they were smaller schools.
He's not going to South Florida.
So South Florida was one of them, and then the other one was, God damn it, 2 jobs. Who was it last night?
Another Florida gig?
No, I read it late last night. Colorado State was the other one. Colorado, I'm sorry, University of Colorado.
No.
Oh, that's a big boy job.
Yeah, that he's not going to Colorado.
Well, here's the thing. So they were saying, hey, dude, you would leave the HBCUs to go to a different college. I think he's going to anyways. I don't think it's these jobs. I thought it was going to be Florida State. We'll see how they finish up the season. Maybe give that one more year. But I think he'll wait until his kid is at least graduated. He's the quarterback of that team. I don't see him bouncing before that. That'd be pretty fucked up. Hey, son, I love you. We got to go. Well, that's the other part of this, right?
Yeah, but he's
if he were to bring the kid to go to a D1 program to help his kid get a better shot.
His kid's not going to be a starting quarterback at a D1 school.
That's what I think.
At Colorado, he could.
Maybe, because they wouldn't care.
Yeah.
They're P5, too. I actually like that. I like the Deion to Colorado.
I mean, why not just go to fucking Wake Forest?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same.
Not, well, they're
yeah,
not going to lose their job. Right,
but you're not be like, get out of the weather. Why do you want to go to Colorado?
Well, that's not. The weather
is
nice.
Not. No, Deion. Deion's a Florida guy. Like, yeah. That's not his weather.
But he doesn't want to live in Tampa.
No one wants to live in Tampa, actually, except for Steve. Steve Duffy does.
Oh, yeah.
He's Tampa trash.
Does he live in Tampa?
No, he lives in Orlando he's from Tampa.
Yeah.
St. Pete area. They love it. All the people that, everybody I know that grew up in Tampa or St. Pete, they fucking love it for some reason.
Yeah. I know.
And it's Jackson State could beat USF right now.
Probably, yeah. Because what is USF? 1-10 or some shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's like the food you eat as a child, like fried bologna as a white trash person. You just like it as an adult. I think they're indoctrinated or something.
Maybe.
I don't know what it is because it's not fun down there.
No, it sure isn't. Sure isn't. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Gonna have a lot of answers this weekend, kids. Fun time to bet. And if you're out there with your family members and you want to go to some of these games, go to DRINKINBROSTICKETS.com. Super cheap because it's over the holidays. The only ones that aren't cheap, full disclosure, is the Cowboys game. That has become like a bucket list for people. I was unaware of that. Those Cowboys tickets are really fucking expensive on Thanksgiving. Everything else, though, is pretty cheap across the board. If you have family in town or you hate the family that's in town, you want to get some tickets and get the fuck out of the house, go to DrinkinBrosTickets.com today. Looking forward to the Ohio State's Michigan game on Saturday. Go Bucks. For D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the College Football Pick'em Show. Good night, everyone.
Say goodbye to your
credit card rewards, greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.